Well, this is good. Okay, first of all, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Changelog. We are doing like just an off-the-cuff kind of session this week. There's no tech news, so we're just kind of riffing about anything and everything. So, welcome. How y'all guys doing?
I'm great.
Yeah? Craig?
I'm outstanding. I got myself a drink
Oh, I
and
love it.
we're just gonna sit here and
Yeah,
banter about stuff.
talk to me about this
what are you
drink.
drinking
What
on?
am I drinking on?
Yeah, homie, what you putting in your
I've got
face?
my good old Woodford Reserve right here.
Oh, very
And
nice. Oh, I didn't like that
what's
one.
that?
I didn't
Oh,
like
I
that
like it.
one.
That one's well, the
Really?
Breckenridge I like 'cause it's nice and smooth. This one's got a little bit more bite and more of that like oaky taste to it, but
Yeah, that's the part I didn't
that's
like.
the oakiness I don't like.
I'll see.
Yeah, I got that from Kevin for Christmas last year or for my birthday, one of the two. And it got drunk, but it wasn't my favorite.
Now it's a good one to switch it up to. So that Breckenridge, I'm
All
actually
right.
like 3/4 of the way through the bottle because it's just way too smooth, and I'm like, this one kind of want to sip a little bit more than the Breckenridge, but it's good
Right
stuff.
on. I'm rocking the double black tonight. It looks
Nice.
like Johnny
Urine.
Walker.
That's a big glass. That's a big glass,
It
Brian.
wasn't full.
It's still pretty
Okay,
full
for
right now.
It was somewhat
Obviously,
full.
this is an audio-only podcast, but for the video people or the video impaired, if you could just envision, it's a 12-ounce glass. That's a third full.
Oh, I'd say
And I've been drinking it for a
it's
while.
two-thirds empty.
Yeah, we actually have been talking for about 20 minutes before we hit record,
Yeah.
and that thing was like half full when we started.
I was playing with my toys, so we didn't start, and we didn't know what to talk about.
Oh,
It was
man.
one of those
Dude, the
days.
tech news this time of year, it just
Yeah.
sucks.
It does. And it's funny because with Christmas coming around, you would think that there would be technology popping out left and right because they want to sell. They used to do
Oh,
that.
yeah.
You remember
They
that?
used to, and
This time of
then.
year used to be like dropping things left and right to make the Christmas rush. But now the Christmas rush starts in like
Well, yeah, think
July.
about it. When.
It has become kind of like a no-no to release anything new 2 weeks before Black Friday to the end of the year.
Yeah, what's up with
Everybody
that?
spends the money on
There's a
other
stigma
cheaper
about it. I
things.
don't know.
The last good things that came out were the Xbox One and the PS4 a couple years ago. And they dropped those both in November.
Yep,
But even that,
that's
it's
right.
like, okay.
It was like November 23rd or something.
Yeah, one was
It
like
was
the
late in the month.
18th. The PlayStation was the 18th, and I think it was the 25th for the Xbox. But yeah, it was like a week apart. Sony had to just beat them to the punch.
What are you drinking, Jim?
Oh, just another pint of Guinness.
Ah, the Guinness.
Yeah, I've been on a stout kick lately. You know what I miss? Beamish. Remember Beamish?
I do remember Beamish.
It was like Guinness with a little bit more chocolate in it, and then they stopped importing it, those bastards.
No good. I like that McEwen's that you got me that one time.
Yeah.
Is that what it
Yeah.
was called?
McEwen's Scotch Ale. You know what? I will pick up a little pack of that for each of you guys and get it to you
Nice.
for Christmas.
We should have a Christmas
I
get
was thinking that
together.
earlier
Yes,
today.
let's do that.
The three of
Let's
us.
do a Do you want to record that? 'Cause we'll be wasted.
No, I say we do a live.
Dude, that would
We
be
should do a live
great.
podcast. Just
We
right
should
there.
Do it
just record
live.
us sitting around a
Yeah.
table.
And just trying out different drinks and.
I nominate Jim's house.
Yeah. Yeah, we could totally do a live podcast on like a Friday night or something, or Saturday night.
Oh, we could just Periscope it. Or whatever.
Whatever.
Be live, like real live. Like no
You need to
filter.
just Periscope what goes on in your basement.
I would Periscope what happens in my basement, but
Your basement's just a weird happening place, that's all.
It is, man.
It
Got
is.
a dartboard now.
That's why I was wondering
Oh,
why you
well,
threw Jim's.
that gets rid of all the
Yeah.
weird.
Oh, it just adds to the awesome.
Now with a dartboard.
Right? Upgrades.
A dartboard, projector, some really nice couches from Craig's house.
That's.
I got a coffee table that I bought at Goodwill for
I forgot, how
$4.
are those couches working out?
Really good.
Nice.
I mean, we primarily sit on the big one, which there was nothing wrong with at all.
Nope.
So
Damn dog destroyed the other one.
I know. And that one does get sit on, but usually somebody ends up laying on that one, so it doesn't really matter, like for the headrest. laying sideways upon it. We should get back to things that could be included in this podcast. Such as.
Okay.
Jim, looks like you cut your hair. Craig hears a weird sound.
Okay, so we were talking about riffing. And, yeah.
Riff, riff, riff.
I think. Riff, riff. I mean, look at it. It is officially December 1st. We're a week past Thanksgiving. I think we should talk about the technology that we're thankful for this year. Or or maybe not. Well, that was priceless.
Sorry.
You need to edit in a cricket sound.
Yeah. We wanted to make it look like we had nothing to do with this.
But if everybody could actually have seen, I mean, it almost looked like the Skype chat froze. Because
we're all sitting real still.
Like, what? What?
So, what technology are we thankful for? I'll tell you one little piece of genius that I'm almost thankful for. I'm still trying to get it to work right. Is this beast grip?
You're not going to pick that thing up again, are you?
I'm not. I'm not going to touch it. You already saw it. It's over there. But we can talk to our friends, our listeners.
Okay.
About the beast grip. So this little handy doohickey is made for your smartphone. So that you can mount it on a tripod, you can carry it around, do different things, but also it has a depth of field adapter that attaches to it, which means you can then put different Canon lenses on it, the old EF lenses or even EOS lenses. No electronics, obviously, it has to be all manual. But that would allow you to get some nice depth of field cinematic looking stuff with your iPhone or your Android phone. And build quality is pretty cool, and it is made right here in Chicago.
What about Windows Phone, Brian?
No. Well, maybe that Lumia one. That was a pretty nice phone.
Yeah, the camera the Lumia one.
No, it doesn't fit. Anyway, but yeah, it's a cool thing. I'm thankful for that. You know what else I'm thankful for?
What's that?
I'm thankful for that iPad Pro that I just ordered that's not here yet.
Dude, what's the lead time on that for you?
Oh, I got to wait another week. It's supposed to be in between the 9th and the 11th.
So do you remember what was the date that they released this thing?
I don't know. It was a while
ago. Back in November?
Like 2 weeks? So I listen to a lot of podcasts because I have about an hour commute. And I work at a place that has multiple locations and I drive to all of them. So I'm in the car a lot. That said, ever since the iPad Pro has come out, there's been just a deluge of reviews for the iPad or the iPad Pro.
Right.
And I got to tell you, I used to carry an iPad all the time as kind of like a complimentary device.
Mm-hmm.
And I stopped carrying it like 2 years ago. 2 years ago, relegated to the kids to play Angry Birds on. And after listening to a couple of those, I dug it out and just clean installed iOS 9 and kitted it out the way I wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I love using the iPad.
This is an iPad 2 you have?
No, it's actually an iPad 4.
Okay. So better than the iPads that I currently have in-house. I have an iPad 2. Jenny has an iPad 2. They still work.
I have an iPad 2 as well. That sucks.
They actually work better with iOS 9 than they did with 7 or 8.
You and I are experiencing different. Our experience is different because my iPad 2 that's running iOS 9 has been garbage since iOS 8. 7 was okay. See,
I had problems after 6 with my iPad.
Yeah, I would say 6 was a sweet spot.
7 and 8 were both very, very sluggish. And 9 is still not as good as 6, but it still runs better than 7 and 8 did on mine.
I think Tim Cook should just be a fan of our podcast and say, you know what, fellas, I'm going to hook you up. You guys give me all your old iPads and we'll hook you up with new iPad Air 2s, iPad Pros for those that want it, iPad Mini 4s.
I love doing reviews. Whatever. The problem is I got to pay for them all out of my pocket right now.
Oh, I know.
So,
and I got to tell you,
we need some places.
I'm one of those people that cannot be bought off. So I have to buy the shit myself.
But that's just it, is I'd love to find somebody out there that would even just put the stuff on loan, give it to us for a week. I'd live with it for a week, and if I liked it, I'd even That'd buy it, you know?
I do that all the time. I buy stuff from Best Buy, I live with it for a week, and then I take it back to Best Buy.
This is why I have that elite thing with Best Buy, so I can have it for a month and then send it back.
And hey, and I love Best Buy for it. You've heard me many a times give them praise on it because it's a great thing. You know, and somebody else gets a good deal at the end of the day for the open box buy from the thing we've returned, and everybody's happy. I mean,
it's really, you are doing a service to other people that want to get into the technology, but, you know, are like 20 bucks short.
It was like back when...
Good on you, Craig. Good on you.
Well, it's like when Costco back in the day didn't have like a return, the 90-day return policy. It could be 6 months later and you could return a TV for full refund.
What?
Dude, I returned so many Vizio TVs and stuff because what would happen is I paid $1,000 for a TV and then the bigger one would go on sale for the same price. So I just go swap it out. And my friend used to tease me.
What's
he's
wrong
like,
with this one? It's not as big as
exactly.
that one.
And he's like,
I don't like it.
And they would take it, no questions asked. They never asked you what was wrong with it or anything. Now it's down to 90 days. But you can return it, no questions asked, in 90 days. And friend used to tease me because I was a big fan of Vizio back when they first came out because it was old Panasonic patents and stuff like that. And it was good quality TVs for a good cost. And he kept saying I single-handedly helped them win the race for, you know, becoming the top TV manufacturer around at the time.
How many TVs did you go through?
Probably about 8.
Holy shit. That's a lot of TVs.
But, I mean, this was everything from plasma to LCD, and then different LCDs ranging anywhere from in the 30-something-inch range all the way up to 45, and then, you know, I've kind of... hey, they've gotten their money out of me. I've got my nice Samsung 3D 65-inch TV hanging on the wall that I bought from them. And
hi, my name's Craig.
I have a problem.
I have a problem.
Right? Oh, it's a problem.
You know me, I have a tech problem.
Yeah. Oh, man. Dude, we're all screwed there. We do have there. Problems.
I want that 90-inch sharp that's at work in my living room. That's what I want. Actually, I want it in my bedroom. So I'm looking forward to this iPad, though. I don't do that much on my laptop because I have my iMac where I do any of my heavy editing on. And my laptop has been basically, I've been using it for podcast editing and some very light video editing.
See, and that's the thing is because we got away from the 4K editing, I don't necessarily need a quad core i7. You know, it's like, it's a nice to have, but it's a very much an overkill laptop. And that's why I thought you still had that dual core i7 Air, Brian.
No, I actually have a dual core i5, which edits 4K video just fine.
I had mine too. But I do like my i7 because it chews through it extremely well. But when I'm not editing video, it's a very expensive toy to just sit there and browse the internet on.
Yeah, so I got this iPad Pro coming, and there are several different recording programs that they have where I want to try and actually use it for podcast editing. I want to the iMovie that's on there is supposed to be able to handle 3-4K streams.
So
I
want to
see what kind of editing I can do on that. Just for, you know, obviously not big fancy green screen stuff, but like the what's in the box videos that we've been doing.
Speaking of which, I think we asked you to make sure you posted something. I don't remember getting a new one in my feed.
I know. I tried to do one on Thanksgiving. It didn't come out well. Uh-huh. I have two other ones that I still need to edit. I just honestly haven't had time to do any editing.
Do I need to like buy some shit and send it to your house so Violet can open it up?
You realize what's going to happen is Brian's going to get a year's worth of videos done on Christmas morning, and he's just going to post them once a month.
Be like, this kid never ages. She's always wearing the same clothes. This poor kid. Why is it always Christmas in this house? No, the kids are actually getting our old iPads as part of their Christmas. We're going to load them up and stuff. Because right now they have those Fire tablets, which are terrible.
Yeah. Oh, yes. The Fire tablets.
The old. Craig's been having problems with his Fire tablet.
Yeah, I picked up one of the Fire 7s and when they had their Black Friday sale for $35. And Plex doesn't work, just like my Fire Stick problems I had before, where even if you buy the license, the minute you power the device off, it asks you for another $5. So, Plex, as much as I love you, screw you for screwing me over on my Amazon tablet.
Ooh, I wonder if that's a Plex issue or if that's an Amazon issue.
I'm going to go with Amazon.
Well, if you go, wait.
Yeah, I'm with Brian on
that.
If
you go on the Plex forums, it's an Amazon problem. On Amazon, they claim it's a Plex problem. So, and Plex blames, Amazon says it's because Plex has an outdated app. And I've read on other forums that it's because the Fire TV OS isn't fully up to date like it should be, and it's an old version on their app store because of it.
That makes sense.
So
I gotta tell you, I love Plex.
So do I. That's why I'm unhappy that I bought that tablet just for streaming video. Not that it's much bigger than my phone, but it's a nice to have for, you know, I got it for $25 because I had credit.
I would say 70 to 80% of my entertainment happens through Plex. The rest of it split between Netflix and Hulu.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. About 60, 70% is
which
all
I got
to
tell you, I am loving Hulu's new commercial-free option.
I upgraded to that as well. I'm loving it.
It's really nice. It's everything that I wanted from Hulu. Yep. And I mean, it's what, $3 more?
It's well worth it. I find myself grabbing for the remote, and all of a sudden it's like, oh shit, we're back on the show already.
Yeah. Did you hear about that, Jim?
Yeah, I was going to say, when Hulu first came out.
Yeah.
And then they came out with Hulu Plus, and it was just, it's more money, and it's our back catalog. I was like, fuck that. give me, if you're going to charge me like $7 a month or whatever it is, $3, give it to me commercial free.
Yep.
Yeah. So now it's 11. So it's same as Netflix, but no commercials with the exception of like a handful of shows. There's a handful of shows and they show one at the beginning, one at the end. So honestly, that's not that big of a deal to me. And that's because of those particular shows have an agreement already with whatever advertiser that they have to show that commercial, supposedly. And they're almost all ABC shows. Listen, so it's something with ABC.
We live in an age where Netflix has really changed the way we consume stuff. So, two things. Netflix and the DVR. The ability to, whether it's a TiVo or a Hopper or X1, DVR, whatever, to just zip through commercials. And the ability to stream stuff ad-free through Netflix. You know, the ad industry needs to, like, really watch itself. If they annoy us, like they are on the web, look at ads on the web.
Oh, God.
Content blockers, ad blockers. Mm-hmm. Everybody's using them. You can get them in iOS 9 now.
You know what's going to happen is eventually the ads are going to be like in Minority Report, where they're just everywhere. It's like you have pop-up ads in life.
Maybe.
Is what's going to happen.
But because of how bad flash ads were, banner ads, pop ads, all that shit from back in the day, that's why ad blockers came out. Or pop-up blockers.
My children like to watch commercials.
What? Seriously?
Yeah, they love it. Jacob was singing a jingle from a commercial the other day and then changing the words to it. I'm like, first off, how do you even know this? And then I figured out it's because they're always watching these Minecraft videos on Netflix.
Oh, and they're monetized.
On YouTube. They're watching these Minecraft videos, and they got ads that pop up. And so the kids are seeing all of these ads, and they don't care. I'm like, I've worked so hard to cultivate this ad-free experience for you.
I know. They don't know what we go through.
They don't care. That's fine. Whatever. F them. They're children. Yeah. Children don't know any better. When they get older, they'll realize. Or maybe not. Maybe it'll turn into Demolition Man, and everybody will love the old commercial jingles, and that'll be like their oldies.
Speaking of jingles, did you guys see the new Psy video?
No.
So I'm going to... Here, I'll grab a link to it, and I will drop it in...
Is it as good as Gangnam Style?
No, but it's crazy.
Okay.
It's really kind of crazy.
Well, I mean, it's Psy, so I didn't think it would be normal.
I think it's called Daddy or something like that. It's where'd you get that body from your daddy?
What?
The dance is hilarious. Okay, why don't we just pause the conversation?
We're gonna take a break. We're gonna watch this.
You guys watch it. I'm gonna go get some scotch. I'll be right back.
All right. Let's see. I gotta watch a commercial, Jim.
Fuck. Hey, Brian, that NUC that I picked, that i3?
Yes.
It went up by like $84 since I bought it.
No good. I got an i5 NUC coming.
Which one did you get?
Right, are we done with this? Are we done with this video?
Which NUC did you pick up?
Okay, I'm gonna look it up. Hang on. Amazon, tell me what I ordered. Not my Kindle orders, not my download orders. There it is. Gotta put in my password. I got it from my dad. There.
You're welcome.
I know, right? It's ridiculous. Oh yeah, dude, this thing went up $40, $50 from what I paid for it.
I want a link to this thing.
I'm glad I got it when I did.
Why'd you go i5?
I will tell you in a minute.
Because it's the one that better I got. Than an i3 when it comes to streaming? Come on.
Okay. Jack. So here's what happened. I was on Plex's website, and they had this whole Q&A about what kind of processor do I need for Plex.
Yep.
So they said that you need a Passmark score of about 2,000 to seamlessly transcode 1080p MKVs with whatever.
Is that a one stream or two stream?
Single stream.
Okay.
So I went and looked up the Celeron that's in the NUC that I have now, and its score is about 900. So I'm like, well, no wonder I'm having problems with these 1080 streams that I'm trying to do. So this NUC is the i5 gets almost, it has almost 4,000 on the score. So it should be able to handle transcoding two streams. Because, you know, I have so many people streaming off my Plex. There's a good chance that two or three people are going to be streaming and transcoding at a time.
Yes.
Right.
So, yeah, I went ahead and just got the i5 over the i3.
Are you going to run but the same RAM, same hard drive, everything?
It's going to be a different hard drive. It's going to be the same external drives that the media is playing off of. I have an old SSD that I'm going to use for the main drive on it.
Yeah, the only reason that I was looking at the same box but the i3 that you got is the only thing that steered me away is at SATA, it's only 6 gigabits per second as opposed to the M.2s get up to 10.
Yeah.
So I was like, eh, might as well just go all out and get it there. What is Jim sending?
So right now it's listed at $333. I paid $290 for it.
Yeah, I remember when they were on sale for that because I was trying to bite the bullet and I could not.
Which one did you end up getting, Craig?
So it's the same one, but it's the i3. So it's the RYH.
I know. Which i3 processor, though? Let's
find it.
I want to...
To the cloud.
To the cloud. Send it to me, because I want to see what the Passmark score is on it.
I would like to know this, so...
It's probably still in my Slack chat.
Let's just do this. I put it in the Skype chat. Tell me the score, Brian. There it is. Tell me your tale. But I did get 16 gigs of RAM for it, so.
I think I just clicked my own link.
What?
No. I don't know. He just sent a link to Ricky Gervais.
I thought I said it. It sent a link that was like previously copied and it didn't override.
Yeah, you sent us a dick pic. I'm looking for the actual processor is...
I Googled it. I would just do like Intel Core Duo T2460 Passmark. And it would take me right to the Passmark page.
Did that work for you when you did it?
Yes.
Well,
yes,
what's the Passmark score then?
I didn't search whatever he did. That's what I did for mine.
I've got a fifth generation Intel Core i3 5010U processor. Look at
5010U. That's the number I needed. All right, Passmark 5010U.
Blah blah blah. That's a nice looking box, though. That's what she said.
So that one that you got, does that one take a regular size drive or is it only the sticks?
No,
M2 SSD.
So it's an M2, But the funny thing is it supports a regular SSD. But the funny thing is you can't fit it in the case, even though you've got the SATA port and you've got the power connector in there. You can't fit it in there.
All right. So yours is 3047 is the score. Nice. So it's over 2000. You should not have a problem. You could almost
do 1.5 streams.
Yeah, you should not have a problem.
You could do 2 720p streams, no problem.
And for what I got that box for and everything, that's it. I'm pretty happy with it. I think with the RAM, the box, and everything, I still paid less than you did for the i5, so I'm still on par.
Yeah, and mine, the Passmark score is actually, according to this one, it's 36, 37. But I found another. I found a different one where it was 39. So, either way.
So what do you?
Much better than the 900 that I have now.
And how much RAM are you going to throw on this one?
8 gigs.
Okay.
Yep, I'll probably run Linux server on it again. Because I've had good luck with that.
See, I wish I could get my hands on a cheap enough. I was hoping they had some Windows 10 licenses on Black Friday.
What?
No, because, you know, we were kind of chatting in it beforehand, is the fact that Sony has their Remote Play and they're releasing it for Mac and Windows. So it would be
Windows, boo!
That doesn't matter. The fact that I could have Remote Play on another TV in the house, especially one that's got my Plex server hooked up to it, it's not a bad thing.
You know, I wonder if anybody's making Hackintoshes out of these. I mean, because it's all Intel.
What is Jim giggling about?
I don't
Ricky
know.
Ricky Gervais,
drunk.
Sorry. Yeah, so Lifehacker has an always-up-to-date Hackintosh blog.
Mm-hmm.
Check them out.
It just goes to the Tony Mac, doesn't it?
No. They update it every 6 months or so.
So since it's Broadwell,
that's old.
It says that it should work. That would be interesting. I don't know. We've been talking for 32 minutes. There's probably about 20 minutes of usable conversation here. Maybe 15. Whatever. I'm just going to post this one unedited. I'm just going to leave it.
Oh, God, no.
Like long silence while we watch this video.
You need to do is you need to edit it. And then what you do is for the long pause for the YouTube part, you just put the audio from that video in there.
Right. Got it from.
Well, hang on though. But if we get back on topic, you know, we started off with Jim saying what we're thankful for some of that stuff. You said you've got your beast grip over there. What about you, Jim? What are you thankful for in the tech world this year?
Okay, this is going to sound a little odd, but you know what? I miss my Apple Watch. How crazy is that?
It's very crazy because
it is crazy. You sold it like a week after you bought it.
Yeah, if you'd like,
it was 3 weeks.
Well, I can play you back some of our old podcasts for you talking about it.
Talk about how much you hate it.
No, listen. Okay, if I had the money right now, I would not go buy one. It still lacks the GPS that I wanted, and it lacks the louder, audible notifications, you know, for alarm and whatnot. So. It is not the ideal device, but I really enjoyed getting the notification on my wrist of who was calling, who was texting, what the email was, and being able to, okay, blah, 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 you know, respond to an email quickly.
Okay.
And I miss that. So I really miss the Apple Watch. I think it was a great introductory product, and I really look forward to Rev 2. So, anyhow, I'm thankful for the Apple Watch. I'm glad they put it out there. I think that between Apple and Motorola and probably LG and Samsung, the competition, like, it's doing its thing. It's making everybody better.
Nice.
So,
you know what I'm not thankful for?
What's that?
I'm not thankful for the month wait on the Apple Pencil.
Yeah, okay. So, I do know some people at Apple retail, and your best bet is to just pop into an Apple store every day. And then as soon as you find, because they are shipping them to the Apple stores daily.
Okay.
And just go in, pick one up, and then cancel the Apple Pencil order.
I didn't order one. I wasn't going to put in an order for something a month out.
Dude,
out. I'm like, I'll just order it later.
You don't have a right to cry.
I don't. No, I'm just saying. I saw the leg, and I was like, no, thank you. I'll wait until they're available in the store. But if they're already in the store, then I'll just go get one. I have an Apple store 3 minutes from my work. It's literally across the street. The longest part is because it's in the middle of the mall, so I have to walk like forever to get to it.
I just wish we were podcasting back in the day on how much an Apple hater you were. And then now it's Apple, 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 Apple.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
We're podcasting on me giving you this.
Yeah,
I'll turn it up so you can see
it. He's blowing kisses to Craig, ladies and gentlemen. I am
blowing kisses from my middle finger. You know what Jacob told me the other day?
What's that?
He told me that when he gets bigger, he's going to swear a lot. I don't know where it came from. It was like out of the blue. He's like, Daddy, when I'm bigger, I'm going to say a lot of swears. I'm like, all right, whatever, buddy.
So he is 8?
Yeah, he's almost 9.
That's awesome.
Almost 9. I think there's lots of kids swearing at school, you know.
Oh, I'm sure.
So
it's funny that my kids come home all the time. Oh, this one kid says bad words all the time. Like what? And I'll be like, I can't say. And then I just have to say it. Well, I'm going through all the vulgar stuff, and it turns out they said like crap. I'm like, man, I started at the wrong end of the spectrum. Crap, it's just not a good word to say. You know.
Oh, but dude, Jacob told me the other day a second grader gave him the finger. A second grade girl gave him the finger on the playground. I'm like, what did you do? And he's like, nothing.
Yeah,
Like, she just gave you the finger for no reason? Yeah. He probably did
completely
something.
Completely unwarranted, I doubt.
I was actually, my original question was more along the lines of, like, did you kick her in the cooch? Or, like, what did what was your response to this fingering? That's fine. All right. What else? What else? What else? What are you thankful for, Craig?
God, there isn't one thing that I'm, like, over the top thankful for in the tech world because I've changed my mind on so many things this year. I mean,
okay. All right. Wait a minute. Let's talk about this. When you change your mind, why is it you're changing your mind? Because you made a mistake?
You know what? It's because, so I try not to go on a lot of reviews because you get a lot of negative stuff out there from people that, first of all, you get people who just love to write reviews because they're idiots and have never even touched the product. And, you know, just like even with certain things like, well, I don't own it, but this is what I think. I don't give a shit. If you don't own it, you don't have an opinion right now.
Right.
You know, and
right.
That's why when people ask my opinion on stuff, it's like, look, I can tell you why I haven't tried it, but I can't tell you why you should go buy it. And, you know, for me, it's just trying to find that perfect device. And the other thing, too, is a lot of things that work well for me don't work well as a whole for my family. And mm-hmm. I'm still, like we talked with the set-top boxes the other week, I'm still trying to find that perfect device that does everything. Because right now, the one thing I've been trying to make myself buy, and I just can't, is the NVIDIA Shield tablet.
Yeah.
The 8-inch tablet, because they are dirt cheap for having a quad-core Tegra processor in them. They're $199.
I think that's a tri-core.
Double-check the specs on that one, James.
All right.
But anyways.
All I could think of when you said that was Falcor.
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 Atreyu.
Atreyu.
But,
Atreyu. Falcor. Atreyu.
This took a turn for the worse. I'm the only sober one here, so I'll continue the conversation.
You need to drink more, Craig.
Yeah, you do. I got to tell you, I switched to scotch, and Brian looks like he's done with his half a bottle glass of scotch.
I did. I'm thinking about seconds. Not second harvest, mind you, but seconds on scotch. I'm caught up on the league, too, by the way.
Dude, that animated one was terrible.
It was strange.
Yeah, it wasn't even strange. It was terrible.
The beginning of it was good, and then it went off the rails.
It was terrible. So, but
yeah.
Dude, we are 3 weeks from Star Wars.
I'm so excited about Star Wars. Let me tell you what.
I got tickets. Okay, we heard that they were going to be announcing it in some football game. And Of course, we don't have cable, right? So we texted our next door neighbor, Reggie, and was like, hey, watch this game when they unveil it, because that's when apparently they're going to start selling seats. Text me. And he did, and we got tickets.
Nice. I got invited to a Linux / Cisco event.
Yeah.
At the AMC.
Yeah.
Where it's like a mixer.
Yeah.
And I got a breakfast. That invite. Yeah. I don't know how I got that.
I did a bunch of webinars with Cisco.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think that's how I got on the list. I get weird shit from them.
Yeah. So, but it was, you come, you go to this breakfast. It's a mixer where they try and sell you shit, I'm sure. And then you watch Star Wars on opening Wednesday or Thursday, whatever it is.
It's Friday morning.
Whatever
it is. Because it opens Thursday night.
Yeah. I tried to get my boss to let me go. And he was not having it.
I asked my wife, and she was like, no.
What?
Because she wants to go see it with me. We're going to go see it together. We're getting a sitter, and we're going to see it.
Which, by the way, because you guys were off on a tangent, this is a guy I grew up with. Does he not look like JJ?
A little bit.
He does.
He needs a little bit more of a fro.
He looks more like Jared.
Yeah, no. Not even close.
Is he in jail?
Is that a boy on his arm?
Wow.
No, Jared didn't like the boys. He liked the young ladies.
Whatever.
So Craig's not thankful for anything.
Okay,
I can't wait for Star Wars.
Whoa, all right,
you had more to say about Star Wars?
Yeah, I got more to say about this. I am thankful for set-top boxes. So for far too long, we've had really shitty hardware from Comcast. And yeah, I'm going to single out Comcast here. So,
no, not you, Jim.
When you sign up for Comcast, okay, you're signing up for TV service in your home, right? Okay. And they're going to give you a box. The free box, right? The box that's free is standard definition, which is defined as 480p, right?
Yeah, what's up with that?
And if you want what's called high def, it's, you know, $8, $10, $12, whatever dollars a month. For an upgraded box. Now, if I was to walk into Best Buy, which is what the country's largest retailer of electronics, and ask for a standard definition TV, could you find one?
No.
No, you can't. Which means that when you go to buy a TV, Comcast is selling you some monthly, $10 a month, 480p service from some box from 1996 from Motorola or Scientific Atlanta that has roaches in it. It's true. So, look, I hate Comcast. TiVo is, I love TiVo. It's a shame that they're going away or going to be going away. But it's a much better interface. Comcast, you suck. I mean, just you suck. So, Craig, you had Comcast out at your house today. How did that go?
Well, you know, when you do a lot of the setup ahead of time yourself and you leave very little room for error from their part.
So what was the window?
8 to 12.
Okay.
8 to 12 8 hours
was the window. 8
a.m. to 12 p.m.
Okay.
And showed up around 11:21, which...
Well, that's...
Which was interesting because good old Comcast's app, when you log in on their website into your account, it said at 10:02 the tech was at my house. And it's like, no, he's not. There's nobody here. And, you know,
that's awesome.
Which I can't fault the tech, you know, working for the cable company in the past, not Comcast, thankfully.
Why was he late?
Like quadruple booked and even had so my appointment on their end for the third party vendor was actually 10 to 12 and there were two of them booked at 10 to 12. So luckily he got to my house first. Otherwise I'd still be sitting around doing it, which, you know, some of these installers, you know, it's like they just take nothing but shit from people And I feel bad for them sometimes. Especially, I had a pretty cool installer, so I couldn't really complain.
Well, I don't know. Life's about choice. He kind of chose to work for Comcast.
Sometimes not. I worked for a third-party company, and I didn't really get a choice of who I was working for each week. It was whoever was paying the bills, which one week was AT&T, one week was another cable company, which up north, I actually think is worse than Comcast, but, you know, good times.
Did you notice that Comcast, they only use Android phones?
Really, they had iPhones when they were here.
Oh, yeah. Really? Every time I've had Comcast out, they always have notes that they're using.
Yeah, it's a like giant, Note 3.
Yeah, that they're using for their... Because they have the pen and everything.
Yeah, not in this case. But, you know, like I said, it wasn't too bad because I had everything set up already ahead of time. I've wired my house to begin with, so it's very straightforward on how to get everything done. So I can't really complain. Now we just got to make sure the damn thing works all the time. But for what I'm saving... Dish can just go to hell for, you know, the savings that I'm, you know, saving $80 a month by changing over to just 100% Comcast. So it's a lesser of the two evils since, you know, we talked ahead of time before we started recording about, you know, the fact that, you know, we all kind of sport Hulu and, you know, we talked a little bit about Plex and all that. So there's many of other options that I really don't use my TV for much these days, you know, as far as when it comes to provider.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to edit that out.
All right. Penis.
That's going to stay in.
That's going to stay in. I'm actually going to take that clip and I'm going to insert it.
You know what you should do is at the end of the podcast, you should say, and by the way, here's all of the cuts from Jim. Penis, 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 penis.
Penis, penis, just, penis, you know. Scotch. Penis, penis, Guinness. Penis, penis.
Penis.
These nuts.
Penis, penis, penis. And there's going to be the one where Jim's just like, oh, penis in my mouth.
Oh, remember that one video with the cherry? It was on the Will Wheaton show?
Yeah.
You should put that video in there.
Oh, God.
Yeah. You're looking at a cherry?
Huh? Well, here, you know, we were talking about the tech we're thankful for and everything. And the one thing that... I wanted to see if you guys found any good deals because, you know, we were talking about some of the Nook boxes and stuff like that weren't too bad for Black Friday, but I did not see any good tech deals for Black Friday that just knocked me away. I was hoping to, you know, something would just spark my interest for it because...
Did you look at Best Buy and TVs? Because they had a lot of TVs really cheap.
They did, and they went fast.
They did, but I don't need a TV. You know, it's one of those things where I'm more about, you know, the stuff that I could change out often. You know, I don't change TVs too often anymore. Thank you, Costco, getting rid of your return policy, damn it.
Right? I was thinking about getting the kids, like, nicer TVs for their rooms. And they had this Toshiba 49-inch on sale for $170.
For a 49-inch TV?
Yep. Wow. And when I actually went to buy it, they were sold out.
Nice. Cause
yeah, TVs was like the big thing this year.
Well, but I saw a few things pop up, and they had some decent deals on Chromebooks for $99.
What kind?
But one of them was, I'd have to double check. I can't remember if it was Asus or Acer. They had the Samsung one that was the newer one. It's like the 11.6. What?
The Chromebook 2.
Chromebook 2. And that was $129, but it was sold out online. And, of course, Best Buy has none of them within a 250-mile radius because that's the one thing I wanted to try to play around with where if I ever got a good deal on it was to check out the Chromebooks a little bit more.
Uh-huh.
I know we've talked about it.
I've tried a lot.
Yeah, I know.
It's not bad.
No, but...
I mean, look, I have one on my nightstand, and it's just that laying in bed, I need to look up something, I want to stream something from Plex or Netflix... while we're falling asleep and the iPad keeps falling over. Chromebook is great because you can put it at a certain angle and it holds itself open. And it's got, you know, 5, 6, 7 hour battery life.
But there's just a lot of stuff where it's like so many retailers are already undercutting each other so bad during the year. That's just not really leaving a lot of room for Black Friday where, you know, $10 off here, $10 off there. You know, we're used to seeing Black Friday where it's like ridiculously stupid deals.
Yep.
And
remember that one year where it was Old Navy giving like crazy shit away?
Giving away Xbox at 4 in the morning? Games and All yeah. sorts of stuff. Brian stood in line for that.
I remember that one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, because they were giving away the Kinect games when the Kinect was kind of new and big.
Kinanimals or something?
Kinectimals.
Kinectimals?
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, but that was the one thing that I was just kind of really let down with this holiday season is they're just in general. I mean, I did a lot of shopping last year online for Black Friday, and I only bought two things this year during the Black Friday event. And they were just presents for my kids. It wasn't anything even for me.
You know, I actually, the only thing that I got from Black Friday was I got a couple of audio plugins that were on sale for like half price.
I didn't buy anything on Black Friday.
I actually bought it on, I bought them on Monday.
I had all my Christmas shopping done like weeks ago.
Nice, nice.
Well, it may be nice, I mean, to save a little money by going Cyber Monday, but... Hmm.
I got some nice OtterBox cases for those iPads for dirt cheap on Cyber Monday.
Nice. Well, you have to because kids be dropping shit.
That's what I'm saying. Plus, they have the it's the whole like screen protector, semi waterproof everything.
Yeah, like a yeah. life-proof case.
Yeah, basically. Because, yeah, kids.
All right. Well, I'm also thankful for smartphones. Like, with all the competition between the smartphone manufacturers, it's hard to buy a really shitty phone these days.
Just buy an Android phone.
I don't think that's fair. I mean, I think... by and large. Whatever. I
know.
You know, when you spend $400 to $600 on a phone... You almost don't get a bad phone nowadays. Doesn't matter if it's who it's from, LG, HTC, Samsung, Apple.
Well, but that's also because they kind of plateaued where everybody was advertising their phones as the iPhone killer. Everybody wanted to be the iPhone killer instead of the iPhone equal.
Nobody was.
Yeah, and that's just it. It's like with Samsung, even with the Windows phones, it's not the most impressive phone. There's not a lot of adoption there. And even BlackBerry, which cracks me up because it's an Android phone with a BlackBerry name on it. But when you look at it all, they're all pretty well equal. They all do the same thing, just some of them have a little more freedom than others. But I think that's why, because remember back when the Windows phones were new? It wasn't even really Windows. It was back when the LG Voyager was big, the original iPhone was out. You know, you just had a lot of phones out there that just were very clunky, and you'd go and buy them and get hooked into a two-year contract, and you were stuck with it. Huh. Whereas nowadays, you've got a choice, you know.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Man. You know what Android doesn't do that my iPhone does that really pisses me off? Every time I get into my car and it connects to the Bluetooth, it starts playing some fucking song from iTunes Music. Doesn't matter that I had Downcast open. Doesn't matter that the last thing I listened to when I got out of the car was a goddamn podcast.
Boy George.
Yeah, sure, whatever. Turn on the car, and all of a sudden, it's, you know, Boys Don't Cry. What the fuck?
That's funny, because mine almost always pulls up whatever I was listening to.
Yeah, so mine usually picks up Pandora or something.
But every once in a while, does it not pull up Apple Music and start just playing whatever cloud-based app or album is there?
No, that doesn't happen to me.
Man, fuck me, because it's been happening for years.
How long this cable?
What is that?
That's a Thunderbolt cable. Or damn. A lightning cable, I mean.
It's a jump rope. Come on.
How long this thing is. All right, let me tell you what. I ordered something off of Amazon. And in the box with the stuff that I ordered, it came with three iPhone cables. It was not advertised, but I wasn't going to complain. I'm like, you could always use more iPhone cables.
That's true. Especially because I seem to think that the... I go through a lot more of the iPhone cables than I ever did the micro SDs.
Yep. You know why? There was like a whole study on like the longevity or the... how well constructed the lightning cables are. They're designed to last 2 years. Period.
Really?
Period.
Well, I'm waiting there.
And that...
Well, there was a Kickstarter that came out for the Lightning where it's actually just a plug that goes into the lightning port, and it's a magnet on the other end, just like the
MagSafe. I saw that.
And they haven't been released yet, and as soon as that comes out, I'm buying one for every iOS device I have.
Oh, I supported it.
Oh, yeah, so did I, but they still haven't come out yet. I have no idea when it's even getting shipped.
Sometime February.
Okay.
I'm excited.
Yeah, but that's probably one of the most exciting things, because I thought that was a great addition to the MacBooks back in the day.
Yeah, you know what's funny is there was that whole EU thing about the micro USB, where every phone they wanted a universal connector. Yep.
Uh huh.
So in the EU, everybody does a micro USB except for Apple, when their phones come with an adapter from Lightning to micro USB. So, and that was their way around it. But here in America, everybody has an iPhone. So it's kind of the opposite. I really want it to be micro USB, but micro USB sucks because it's not bidirectional. Or, I mean, it's not, you can't flip it upside down.
Mm-hmm.
If they made it USB-C,
yeah,
it'd be awesome. And it does a lot more power, so they could slam watts into that shit and charge that shit fast.
I heard a rumor that they are trying to remove the headphone jack from the next iPhone.
That was a big thing when they bought Beats. Everybody said that they were going for the 6S's coming out, it was going to be gone. Because with them acquiring Beats, they said the next iPhone would be integrated with that, so you'd get a better audio quality out of it at the end of the day. Whether that's true or not, I don't know.
Yeah, I heard they were going to make everybody make a Thunderbolt to, or the Lightning to, headphone adapter.
And some of the older, even back with the good old Razer back in the day, they had that, remember if it was a mini USB.
Remember the original iPhone? They had the little adapter for it was a thin headphone adapter or headphone port to a regular headphone port.
But even with the Razers back in the day, they had that where it was a USB to a headphone jack, so that way you could actually listen to your music on your phone. And, it's interesting when you see some of that stuff, the way they're doing it. But the USB-C, and I do love the fact that with my Lightning, I can just flip it either way. I'm not looking for a specific direction. Although some of these cheap
cables. Look at the bottom of your phone.
What's that?
The headphone. I said, look at the bottom of your phone. The headphone jack is the biggest thing there.
True.
And if they get rid of that, they're trying to make the damn thing thinner. God damn it. I lose the thing now. I don't need it thinner.
Can you imagine if they made it a millimeter thicker, how much more battery you would get on it?
They won't do that.
I know, but could you imagine it?
They'll just say, oh, well, it's lighter and thinner, and look at me, I'm English.
It was a horrible English impersonation.
It was the worst English accent I've ever heard.
All of the British people who listen to us, but...
Yeah, all one of you. I love England. I'm an Anglophile.
All right. Nobody wants to know what you do in your own time.
Oh, come on. All right. Hey, we got anything else that you guys are thankful for? If not, what tech have you tried this year that you're like, dude, do not buy this shit because it's Christmas. Christmas time is coming. So everybody's buying for Christmas. Now's the time to tell them, dude, I tried this thing. It's garbage. Don't buy it.
The new 4K Fire TV. Garbage.
Okay.
That thing will not stream across the network for anything.
Wireless or wired?
Both.
Either. Oof. I had it wired and wireless, and it still was garbage.
Yeah, see, and that's just Amazon, though, in general. They want you to be using their services and everything. Amazon just, they want you to do everything through them. They want to find more ways to sell you more crap.
True.
And it's the same thing, the Fire Stick, bam, there's another one that I bought it, and when it only works for Amazon and Netflix, and Hulu's got to be on there, but I started using Hulu after I stopped using that Fire Stick, but I had a Fire TV before, and it was still had problems back then, so.
See, my old Fire TV was more or less rock solid, with the exception of Plex, but that was over wireless at the time. And I think wired, it probably would be fine. The new one that I got was worse, which was crazy to me. And it would chunk on Hulu also.
See, and so far the best player that I've had, which I do not want to admit that I like, but I have to, is the Apple TV.
Aww.
You thought I was going to say Roku. No.
Hell yeah.
No. Because right now, this Apple TV has done everything I've thrown at it, aside from...
Whoa. How's that remote treating you?
The remote sucks.
Yes.
Oh my God, I hate that remote.
It's so bad.
Wait a minute. Now, what if they had the old remote? Remember the old silver one that everybody lost?
Yep.
What if they had that plus an extra button to activate Siri?
Done.
Yeah, or how about just use my iPhone?
Or just long press the OK button.
Use my iPhone with an app, how they've got
Not everybody wants to pull their iPhone out of their pocket to change the channel. Seriously, though.
I want a real remote. But seriously, all you have to do is just hold down the home button like you do on your phone to bring up Siri.
Yeah, okay.
You wouldn't even need a new button.
You could long press on home. You're right.
But they could have left it how it was, and it would have been great. I would have kept that one that I bought.
But here, a quick run through with the set-top boxes, though. You know, the Fire Stick ran everything but Plex. I actually didn't have a lot of problems with any chunking or, you know, streaming issues or anything. But when it still doesn't do Plex, which is most of my stuff, there's a problem. The Shield TV, fantastic, except you've got Google's ecosystem on there dragging it down. You know, the Apple TV, nothing but great things except the remote. Other than that, it's rock solid. I tried playing with, all the different Raspberry Pi setups I could do. The OSMC, actually doing it as a Plex streamer, which actually worked pretty good as a Plex streamer, but having yet another device... I hate having to have three different devices to watch everything in my living room. And let's see, you know, my Samsung TV, you know, I won't go into the model number of it because it's on all the Samsung TVs right now that have been made since 2014 that I've seen. And there's a Plex app on there. But, oh my God, it takes about a minute and a half to launch a movie. You know, I want my stuff instant and I want it now. I'm trying to think. There's got to be a couple other... Because I do have the original Fire TV and just kind of got bored with that. The Chromecast. I still love my Chromecast. I just don't like the fact that I don't have a dedicated remote. I hate having to use my phone for everything. That kind of makes it a little bit of an annoyance there. And, there's one more I know I'm leaving out. But, I love all of them. I mean, my Chromecast, I love. I will never get rid of my Chromecast because it works for me. But as an overall, works for everybody in the family, it doesn't.
I think the Chromecast is a device that should strictly be used as a carry-along item for when you're traveling.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And I think as your personal, I want a big screen to be able to stream this to.
I think they should just sell an optional remote for it.
I agree, but the fact that you're actually not controlling the content, on there is no OS on it.
True.
It just takes commands from your, you know,
it's a phone. Receptacle, right?
That's all it is, yep. So, but, yeah.
Yeah, I've actually, I mean, with the performance, I've been very happy with the Roku 4.
Yeah, that's the one I left out was the Roku. Wise, I had the Roku 3.
I hate the interface. I hate the remote. But it works.
I got to tell you, Craig, I know that I bought a Lifetime Plex Pass when they first came out, and I have never had an issue with the Plex app. I just sign in, and it's like, okay, here you go. Never have to pay for anything, because I've, you know, it's whatever, it's included in Plex Pass. So it really sucks that you experienced that. But I only had it on 3 total devices.
See, I have the Plex Pass as well because I bought it a long time ago. And then when I was prompted, I was like, fine, you know what? Maybe it's just because it's Amazon, I'll do it. And then it worked fine until I powered the device down. And then bam, $5
That's
all
garbage.
Over again. And you get stuck in an endless loop.
I've never had a problem with those with mine with Plex Pass. Now, the one that I moved to Violet's room, I put the Kindle FreeTime on it.
Yeah.
And I can't activate the Plex on there because activations are disabled in the kids area.
Yep.
So I can't get Plex to work on it. I'm going to write. Somebody said that they contacted the support and support activated it. So I think I'm going to have to do that.
Right on.
Yeah. To make it work, because I'm not going to leave a 5-year-old with
Spire Roku.
She had one. It was dying.
A Roku 3.
We'll see.
Yeah, that's four. What was dying. Four. I'm not going to buy her a 4.
But see,
she can use the...
Out of my rundown, though, of the devices, the Roku 3 is the one I left out. And the one problem I had with it is it played Plex, but every now and then I'd be fast-forwarding through something, and it would just freak out. It did not... Yep. If you're watching from beginning to end, flawless. Now, with my Apple TV, with that shitty remote, I can fast-forward anywhere I want. Within 10 seconds, everything's back up to speed and running again. And maybe even less.
Sometimes you do it when you don't even want to.
Oh, yeah, especially with that remote. That remote tries to do everything you don't want. And that remote is almost comparable to select-a-size paper towels because it never selects the right damn size. You always get the paper towel the size you don't want.
Dude, they always tear diagonally. What's up with that, Bronny? I'm calling you out.
But that was my downfall with the Roku 3 is just because it's like, well, shit, you know, I want to fast forward and get back to where I left off on my Plex app or on the show I was watching. And now you're going to freak out on me and I spend more time having to rewatch bullshit. So,
well, I am personally thankful for Plex.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They have, I mean, just by and large, yeah, we've had a lot of issues with apps, hardware, software. But, man, I love that. And it's even on the Apple TV. That's been such a long time coming.
Hey,
it's about time.
On my phone, on my Apple TV, and my PlayStation, my PS4, Plex runs flawless on all three.
Dude.
And on the web.
Well, it's a lifesaver.
Yeah, logging in using the computer. Now, when you jumped away a minute ago, Jim, I was saying that my Samsung TV, they finally updated it to run Plex.
Yep.
It works flawless every time. The only problem is it takes like a minute and a half sometimes to kick off a movie because the app is just extremely slow. And I have my TV hardwired, you know, and it just, but even Netflix, every app I run native on
a TV.
I
really feel like a set-top box is required with all TVs. I don't think the internal hardware components is set for pulling something across the network.
I agree. And that's why I refuse to use...
That's why your cable box does all the decoding. Yep. That's why it's Netflix is going to work better on a set-top box, even though your remote has like a Netflix thing. And I mean, we're close. I mean, we're close to like the best viewing experience the humanity has ever had.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, think about it. 10 years ago.
Dude, it was garbage.
I was hooking up a computer to my TV.
I remember that
over
computer.
An S-video cable.
So, 20 years ago, we had a cable box that you had to walk up to and press the button on the box itself to change
channels.
You had
cable 20 years ago?
Well, no, in Cincinnati. When I
didn't
in Cincinnati.
Have cable. We were Poe.
Well, see, I had the dad that worked for the cable company, so we got free cable. Nice. And
you got free every channel.
Free pay-per-view. Dude, do you know how many times I watched Terminator 2 for free on pay-per-view?
I loved it when we had a hotel, a apartment that had free cable. That was the greatest. Watch Mickey Mouse Club.
Wow.
And then back in the day when we had the DirecTV, before they figured out all their business, you could just pop the card out and download watch as many pay-per-view movies as you wanted, and you never paid for them because it would only pay for it if it knew who you were, and it only knew who you were because of that card they had in there. Do you remember those cards with the chip in it?
I still have it in my Dish Network box right now.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Good times. Good times. All right. I think that's enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully once I edit out all of the ridiculousness, we'll have more than 20 minutes of content, people.
I got to tell you, people,
it was a nice short one for you. You know, if it's short, you guys got a tight 20 of enjoyment.
I was going to say, we just got right on the cusp of putting him to sleep, but not fully.
All right. That's Changelog for this week. I'm Brian.
I'm Jim.
And I'm sorry.
Have a great week!
Bye.